This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. He was an unlikely star, rather plain-looking, nowadays we'd say geeky 20-something in thick-framed glasses. But with hits like That'll Be the Day, Rave On, and Peggy Sue, Buddy Holly became a rockabilly icon.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue.
He was a pioneer. Musicians celebrate him for actually writing and performing his own music at a time when few did, and for playing on his own records rather than using studio players. Buddy Holly died at the beginning of 1959. Had he lived, he would be 75 years old today. And it's cause for reflection and for tribute, including the release of a new CD entitled Listen to Me.
Listen to me and hold me tight, and you will see our love so bright. Hold me tight, listen closely to me.
That's Beach Boy Brian Wilson's take on the title track. He's joined on the collection by stars of his generation, including Linda Ronstadt and Ringo Starr, and also younger singers Chris Isaak, Zooey Deschanel. Peter Asher produced the CD and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
And thinking of these Buddy Holly songs, and I didn't mention Every Day and Maybe Baby, that is an incredibly impressive output for a very, sadly, brief career.
It is. It's quite amazing. I mean, there's such a collection of extraordinarily good songs, and he came up with them in less than 2 years or something. It's quite astounding.
We know of you first as the Peter of Peter and Gordon. You covered a Buddy Holly song.
You have a good enough memory, you know me as that, yes, and if you're old. Yes, I did. Gordon and I did a version of True Love Ways, which is an amazingly beautiful Buddy Holly song that he actually wrote for Maria Elena, his wife, for their wedding. And he wrote these beautiful songs, and they're very simple. They're harmonically simple. He wrote them using chords that all of us fans could play, but he would still throw in surprises and take the tune in an unlikely direction, and yet at the same time make it extremely memorable and easy to learn and catchy. And even the lyrics are they're beautiful, but they're slightly odd. I mean, even the phrase True Love Ways is not something you'd heard before, you know, but it really grabbed your imagination, and we fell in love with him. That, and of course, too, he proved that you didn't have to be Elvis to be a pop star. You could, as you said in your intro, be the nerdy guy with the glasses.
Did you affect those glasses just out of as a tribute to Buddy Holly?
I did indeed. I actually took my favorite Buddy Holly cover around looking for glasses exactly like that.
I want to ask you about the performers who appear on the album Listen to Me. There is the track of Linda Ronstadt doing That'll Be the Day, which you produced years ago. That is the old recording.
It is, yes, in 75, I think, or something like that. But yes, they decided they wanted to use that old one, the only old one.
And then there are some natural fits. Buddy Holly's fellow Texan, Lyle Lovett, also Chris Isaak, are in some ways from the Buddy Holly cast. Their songs seem to come very naturally.
Yes.
But then we get to what I'll call some stretches, groups that I'm completely unfamiliar with. The Fray or Cobra Starship, which plays Peggy Sue.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know what I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
Yeah, they're a terrific band, and I've and a particular affection for them because my daughter happens to be in the band. So.
I see.
But they're doing very well. I don't know if you watched the VMA Awards the other night, you would have seen them, and they're doing terrifically.
Now, there's a test for an album of covers, even if they're tribute covers, which is, would you just as soon hear the covers as listen to the originals? Well, in the case of Cobra Starship, do they succeed?
I think they do, but I mean, that's obviously up to people to decide. But I think one of the great things about these songs is that you can try them in different ways and learn something new about the song every time. I mean, some of these versions are quite different. Like Natalie Merchant does a version of Learning the Game, and to me what struck me about that song is Buddy was writing it. He was young and enthusiastic, and it's about people who are about to learn the game. And obviously when someone with a little more experience sings it, and Natalie sings it in a way that breaks your heart, it's about someone who has played the game and learned a lot from it. And it's different.
When you love
Jesus and love you. You're only eaten in the cave.
The Natalie Merchant track is remarkable, and I have to say that even though I believe I owned 45s of Buddy Holly, with or without the crickets, back in 1958 or whatever it was, this is not a song that I knew. And if you played it for me, I would have assumed it was a Natalie Merchant song.
Oh, beautiful.
When he says that you're the only one he'll ever love, then you find that you are not the one he's thinking of. Feeling so sad when you're all alone and blue, that's when you're learning the game.
She really got into that song.
She did. And you see, when Buddy sang it, it was totally jolly. It was hearts that are broken and love that's untrue. It was a little bouncy song, you know, and she just makes you cry. And it was a pleasure working with her, because I hadn't worked with her since we did a couple of 10,000 Maniacs albums together many years ago.
Which you produced, you're saying. As
which
as
I did,
mentioned.
Yes.
Did any of the younger performers here have to be told who Buddy Holly was and what you were doing?
Actually, no. Perhaps the ones that did are the ones who kind of said, no thanks, we're not interested up front, you know. But in some cases, Imelda May, who's an extraordinarily brilliant Irish rockabilly singer, turned out to know everybody's Holly song by heart and to be a totally devoted admirer. Yes. Zoe Deschanel knew several of the songs already and knew which one she wanted to sing. So it's surprising, but the songs have survived. People do know them.
Peter Asher, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's a pleasure.
It seems so easy. Yeah, it seems so easy. Oh, it seems so easy. Well, where you're concerned, my heart can learn. Oh,
that's Zoe Deschanel singing It's So Easy from the new Buddy Holly tribute album, Listen to Me. I was speaking with Peter Asher, who produced the album. Today would have been Buddy Holly's 75th birthday.
What your love has set apart from me, it seems so easy.
It's so easy.
Yeah, it's so doggone
it's easy. So easy. It's
oh,
so easy.
Oh, it seems so easy.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
Well, when you're
you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.